If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Worth Baptist Church is on the move. The month of October was the greatest single month in our history. In our Sunday school, we averaged some 813 per Sunday for the five Sundays. And then last Sunday, the first Sunday of November, we were off to a tremendous start with almost 800 in our Sunday school answering the roll call to study God's Word together. And we praise the Lord for it. The Lord saw fit to add some seven people to our church rolls last Sunday. And we're in the midst of a tremendous fall program. We're calling it the Fall Festival of Faith here at Worth Baptist Church. We also are extending our family plan until Family Day, Sunday, December 19th. So these days of the fall promise to be outstanding days with us as families reach families for Christ in the ministry of Worth Baptist Church. If you do not have a church home, or if you're looking for a place where the Bible is taught, the gospel is preached, we invite you to come and visit with us today at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in our Sunday school, and that is the Bible. We invite you and your family to come and study God's Word with us at 10 o'clock in the Sunday school hour today. Our Sunday morning worship hour is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship service is at 7. We have also an afternoon Sunday school at 3 o'clock for those who are not privileged to be in the 10 o'clock Sunday school hour. We have our training time at 5:45, and we'd be happy to invite all of you to come and be with us and share the blessings of God in all of these services today. Don't forget the theme of our Sunday school for this Sunday school year, September 1976 through September 1977, is Building for Christ as We Build for Eternity. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We invite you to share it today here at Worth Baptist Church. Just a word about our new building program. Our new facilities are now under construction on our beautiful 14-acre site at Campus Drive and Loop 820 near the south campus of the Tarrant County Junior College and adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School. Progress is being made daily. We're looking forward from week to week, and as the months come and go, to see our new building erected for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. All of you in that area, you'll be planning to visit with us in our new facilities, but in the meantime, right here at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we would be happy to have you and your family today. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. The only way that we have of knowing that you receive this broadcast is for you to write us and let us know about it. Just a postcard to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We would be happy to send you today's broadcast on cassette tape, free and postage paid, if you will write this week. Remember, you must write to request it. To Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you this week. Again, we invite you to visit the services of Worth Baptist Church today. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Church Where People Are Salty. I shall read one verse of Scripture from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5. It will be verse 13. Perhaps you'd like to get your Bible and follow along with me as I read it. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful today for the wonderful, wonderful privilege of voicing the truth by means of radio to all those who listen in this hour. We thank Thee for the gospel of redeeming grace. We thank Thee for Jesus Christ, for the Bible. We thank Thee for the church. We thank Thee for this community and our city. We would ask Thy blessings upon our nation, upon our city, upon our rulers, upon our president, upon everyone in authority. We would ask Thy blessing upon all the churches today. We would pray that America might experience a revival in these closing days of our bicentennial year. We pray for the gospel wherever it will be proclaimed this day. And Heavenly Father, we ask especially for those who are despondent or discouraged, and those, Heavenly Father, who don't know which way to turn today. May they, by the Holy Spirit, turn to Jesus Christ. Bless our sick and shut-in, our senior citizens, and those who are unable to be in public worship, in the hospital, or in the rest homes, or in their own homes, those in their places of business, or driving across the city today, wherever they are, whatever their needs, may the Holy Spirit use this message to bless them. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5 at verse 13, we read the words of Jesus. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Jesus is speaking about salt. Jesus is speaking about the one element that is indeed one of the most important in all the earth. The church where people are salty. The first written reference to salt is found in the Bible. It is recorded in Job chapter 6 at verse 6. And the question is asked, can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Some 29 other times, salt is mentioned in the Scriptures. Among the Jews, salt was a symbol of purity. In fact, they bathed their newborn babes in salt to guarantee their health. And then there's a common saying among the Arabs, there is salt between us, which means we have eaten together and we are friends. Salt is one of the most important chemicals on the earth, and it is one of the most plentiful. In every gallon of seawater, for example, there is 1/4 pound of salt. It has been noted that if all the oceans were dried up, there would be 4,419,300 square miles of salt, covering the entire United States in a layer 1.5 miles deep. By the way, did you know that 0.9 tenths of 1% of your blood and cells are made up of salt? When Jesus said to his disciples, ye are the salt of the earth, he was saying in so many words, you are the people who keep the earth revolving. You are the substance that holds this world system together. You are the healers. You are the preservers. You add flavor to a world that is made distasteful by sin, sensuality, and sorrow. May I remind you, my friend, that the only thing that keeps this world system from collapsing is Christians who are the salt of the earth. The only thing that keeps the judgment and wrath of God off this world is Christians. The only thing that keeps the Antichrist from taking over in this world today are the Christians in the world whom Jesus said are the salt of the earth. Yes, you, if you are a believer, a born-again one, a Christian, you are the salt of the earth. Have you thought about the men to whom Jesus was speaking when he said, ye are the salt of the earth? There were only 12 disciples. All of them were quite young and inexperienced. It seems they had no wealth, no power, no prestige. They were not well educated. In fact, they belonged to what we might call today a third-rate colony. Surprisingly enough, they were not even very religious. There was Peter, who cursed and swore that he never knew Jesus. There was Thomas, who doubted the resurrection of our Lord. There was John, who was so high-tempered that he asked Jesus to call fire from heaven and destroy those who were not with them. Besides all this, they lived in a world where for 300 years it was a crime, punishable by death, to be a Christian. Perhaps that accounts for the fact that at the trial of our Lord Jesus they all went into hiding, declaring themselves cowards of the first magnitude. And yet Jesus said to them, "Ye are the salt of the earth." Now here's something to think about. If Jesus Christ turned the world upside down with 12 ordinary men, one of whom was a traitor, one of whom was a doubter and a skeptic, what could he do in this city with thousands of Christians who have what we have, who know what we know, and who can do what we can do? But some of you are asking, how on earth could Jesus use anybody like me? How could I do such a work as turning a city upside down for Jesus Christ? Well, my friend, if you'll listen carefully, I'll share a classified secret with you. You can do it the same way salt does what it does. And how does salt do its work? Don't miss this. Salt does its work simply by being salt. No fanfare, no special talent, no window dressing, no high pressure, no horn blowing, no trumpet sounding, no bell ringing, no lights flashing, simply by being salt. Did you ever notice that salt runs freely under almost any condition? I remember the motto of the Morton Company, when it rains, it pours. Now, my friend, in order for salt to be effective, it must be in the right place at the right time. Salt is no good in the shaker. It matters not how beautiful the shaker. Salt is no good as long as it remains within the shaker. I would say this to you, my Christian friend. You are no good in the shaker. You do not do your most effective work in the sanctuary among other Christians in a carpeted, cushioned, comfortable atmosphere. Your most effective work is done on the street, in the marketplace, out there in the world where men are cursing and swearing, cheating and lying, living and dying. Just like salt, you must get involved. You must be in touch. You must lose yourself. Jesus said, "He that findeth his life shall lose it, but he that loseth his life for my sake, the same shall find it." Church attendance is very important. In fact, it is essential to the Christian life. But church members cannot stay in the church house all the time. No more than soldiers could stay in the supply room all the time. We must get out where the action is. We must get out where men are dying. They're not dying in the church. Men are not going to hell from the church. We must get out in the world where the action is, where men need us, where we can truly be the salt of the earth. Our mistake is this. We get our little group together. We close the door. We put up a sign, "Do not disturb." But my friend, if the church needs anything in 1976, it needs to be disturbed. Not only that, but we need to be disturbing the world. We need to begin to disturb this world system. When we are not disturbing the devil and making his followers uncomfortable, we are not doing much to advance the cause of Jesus Christ. Some of you can remember right here in the city of Fort Worth, when there were religious wars waged against the liquor traffic, against prostitution, against pornography, against gambling, and all the rest. But I ask you, where are the crusaders today? Where are the warriors today? Where are the fighters today? The trouble with the church of 1976 is this. Too many of us have been too silent for too long. My prayer is that God would awaken in our city people who have the courage to go on disturbing the devil and upsetting this world system until the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, if we're going to be salt, I repeat, we must get involved. Your money must be involved. Your time must be involved. Your life must be involved. My friend, the Christian life is a life of involvement. It's out there where the people need Jesus Christ. It's out there where we need to get involved with those who are in trouble and who have sorrow and heartaches and trials and burdens and problems. We need to get out where the action is. We must get our lives involved. When I think of some Christians' involvement, I'm reminded of the story of the hen and the hog who was strolling by a church one Sunday. There was a sign out on the marquee. What can we do to help the poor? Well, the hen scratched around a little bit and said, I've got a good idea. Let's give them a ham and egg breakfast. The old hog grunted and squealed and said to the hen, for you, that would mean only a token offering. For me, it would mean total commitment. My friend, what we need in this hour are Christians who are willing to make a total commitment of their lives to Jesus Christ. Too often we get too satisfied. Too often we say, well, we've got our building, we have our people, we have our Sunday school, we have everything that we need. Why should we be concerned? Because, my friend, Jesus Christ said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus said, you are the salt, you're keeping things together, you're preserving, you're healing. And my friend, unless we are out there in the community, across this metroplex, and going through our missionaries around the world, we are not fulfilling the commission of Jesus Christ. We cannot afford to be satisfied. We cannot afford to be complacent. We cannot afford to draw ourselves within our own church and say, we have enough. My friend, the greatest sin in the church of the 20th century is the sin of satisfaction. Some of you listening to this broadcast, you've been so satisfied that you haven't done anything lately to advance the cause of Christ. You're so satisfied with the way things are going that you're not even attending church regularly. You're not supporting your church. You're not praying for your pastor. You're not visiting and sharing your faith. My friend, this is what it's all about. If you are going to be salt, you must be out of the shaker, out of the church house, out from the walls of the church, and get out in the community and share your faith as you witness for Jesus Christ. And remember, salt does its work simply by being salt. I repeat, we cannot afford to be satisfied. If every Christian in the city of Fort Worth would begin to act like salt, to live like Christians, to be the people of God, we could cause a spiritual revolution in this city that would reach across the state of Texas and across America and ultimately around the world. And all it would take, my friend, would be this: for you to act like salt. Are you salty, my friend? What are you doing to advance the cause of Jesus Christ? What will you do today to advance the cause of your church? What will you do to advance the cause of missions around the world? Just how salty are you? Oh, but someone says, I'm just one person. I can't do very much. But my friend, one person can make the difference. Did you know that you would be speaking German instead of English had it not been for one single vote? Did you know that Texas would not have been admitted to the Union in 1845 except for one single vote? Did you know that Hayes would not have been elected the 19th president of the United States of America except for one single vote? Did you know that Hitler would not have been elected head of the Nazi Party in Germany except for one single vote? I'm saying that to say this: your life does count. Your testimony will make a difference. If you will be one grain of salt wherever you are, your grain of salt will make a difference. You can outlive, outthink, outwork, outgive, and outlove the enemies of Jesus Christ until the cross is emblazoned on the invisible walls of this great city. You can do it by being your own single grain of salt, being where you ought to be, being what you ought to be for Jesus Christ. Now, there are three things that are true about people who are salty. Let me share them with you very quickly. Number one, where people are salty, the truth is preserved in a world of error and falsehood. One of the basic characteristics of salt is to preserve. You can preserve the Christian element in the world today simply by being salt. The second thing about people who are salty is this. In the church where people are salty, flavor is added to a world that is distasteful. A second characteristic of salt is this. It adds flavor. It brings out flavor. In cooking, how many times have you as a housewife or mother said, "Why, this needs just a little pinch of salt." So, my friend, just a little pinch of salt in your life will add flavor to those who are out there in a distasteful world. Yes, just by being salt, you can add flavor to this world system. And then in the third place, where people are salty, healing is provided to broken hearts, broken homes, and broken lives. Another and third characteristic of salt is its healing power. All the tremendous healing power of salt. And my friend, you can be a tremendous source of healing for the broken hearts and the broken homes and the broken families and the broken lives that are all about you. You can do it simply by being salt. And I trust today that you would dedicate your life to Jesus Christ and say to Him, "I will be a grain of salt." If you'll do that, my friend, God can use you wherever you are, just by being salt. My friend, if you're lost, if you've never trusted Christ, it is our prayer that as this broadcast leaves the air, you would kneel by your radio, pray the sinner's prayer, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And this moment, Jesus Christ will save you. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. Where people are salty, their testimony cannot be destroyed. One of the most amazing things about salt is this. You cannot destroy it. Boil it, bake it, broil it, shake it. But you'll never destroy it. Now as we leave the broadcast today, I want to say again that it's been our joy to minister the gospel to you. I trust that you'll come and visit with us today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. You have time to get ready for it now. Our morning worship hour at 11 and our evening worship service at 7. And again, we'd like to hear from you by mail this week. If you would like a free cassette tape of today's message, all you need to do is write and request it. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.